Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Your own thing. You can't help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a layup.
Once again, your song of the day, I know, from 1994, Fantastic Voyage by Coolio, the late Coolio, 464-56851. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Jake, what?
He started out with some energy now. Wow.
You know. How do I feel about Coolio?
Yeah, you and I both love Coolio. Big fans.
Coolio.
He was here in Lincoln 11 years ago. Saw him in concert. It was at Vega, which was in the second level of the rail yard. I saw Coolio in concert in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You know what Coolio is too, right, guys? You know what that is? West Coast. It is.
It was a great concert.
That's great. Mm. He was right in that era too, with Dre and Ice Cube and Eazy-E, all in that, early to mid '90s. I'm looking at Wikipedia like our friend does, Rick Heyman. I guess I didn't know Gangster Paradise. You know that song, Jake?
Yes, that's his biggest song. Yes. Yeah.
It won a Grammy.
Deservedly so. It's a great song.
And was credited for changing the course of hip hop by bringing it to a wider audience. You could also say a whiter audience, like me. I love Coolio.
Whiter and a whiter. Got it.
Coolio brought it.
Yep.
One other thing I'd say. You know what I did the other day, you guys? I watched that halftime show from 2 years ago. Dre and Snoop.
That was incredible.
Eminem was out there.
Yeah, Eminem.
Mary J. Blige. Snoop Dogg.
It was Snoop and Dre. That's who stole that show. That was amazing. God, watch it again. Freak you out.
It's almost to the point where all of a sudden it's like, from that time, before or after. Imagine now trying to do the halftime show.
Good luck.
Just good luck. That one was so epic. There's nothing even close. The specialist for the Bengals did not go in the locker room. They stayed out.
Do you blame them?
They stayed out to watch him.
I was freaked out by Dre. I mean, he's like 58.
He was still good. Yeah, he was still good.
And Snoop's old too. But anyway, that's in the nines. I go, that's the best Coolio song, not Gangster's Paradise. I like that one the best. 9667. I can't even believe you played it. I'm weirded out almost.
922249. And I'm gonna say Ellie's a 9114.
8.2. We'll take an 8.2 from Ellie.
I saw she was dancing back.
It's a big day.
We've went to 3 hours. We're playing Coolio. Everything's
playing
coming
Coolio?
Together. Everything's coming together.
I had to bring the energy for Coolio.
Yes. You're bringing Coolio?
And you also wore a hoodie with Herbie on it. basketball Herbie.
Nebraska's back, baby.
Hey, Jake, don't be afraid to play some Dre or some Snoop.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Or some Ice Cube. You can bring that to the table.
I have played all those before the years. It's been a while, but yeah. Some ratings before we move on. Brett and Bertrand, 5. Triple H's dad, a 7. Guilt Nerd, 2.1. Horrible with the comment on that.
Whoa.
One. Horrible.
Whoa.
Really? Ryan in Delaware, 8. Pat and Waverly, 9.5. Somebody gave it a 12. That's Tyler in Northeast Lancaster County. 12. Amazing. Cornbread in Oklahoma, 8.8. Lyle in Omaha, 4. Gavin in Pender, 8.4.
Nice, Gavin.
Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
2.
Wow.
Hubby, 6.
Ooh. Well, disconnect, as you would always say.
That's Steve
would say Discord.
Now, how about this? Bob says, barf, please stick to music. That was music, Bob. What was that?
That was music.
It was music, Bob. Ron says, channel changing on that one, 2.2. Jake and Hickman, 7.7. Who included?
Bert,
7!
Jeez.
Bert killed it.
Right, there you go, Bert. Jeez.
I'm shocked at the low scores.
I'm a little shocked. Coolio's not for everybody. Hey. Rick Heyman sold him a diamond ring.
Did he?
Rick Heyman on the text line. I sold Coolio a diamond ring. Great dude.
Was that in 2014? Rick confirmed that because he was here in 2014.
Jake hung out at Vega.
I mean, that was
where's this Vega? What is
okay,
this?
So the rail yard.
Yeah.
What is the Vega? Second level. There used to be a Buffalo Wings Rings up there. Great client of the ticket. Great place. And then next door to that was a place called Vega.
Uh-huh.
When they opened it up, that was a concert venue. And they had that's where I saw Fastball and freaked out the Fastball guys. And I saw, you know, Vertical Horizon with them, but that same concert. But that was also where Coolio was at. And it was awesome. It was such a great concert.
So what's in Vega now? What's in that spot?
I think that is either unoccupied or now it's just like a regular business, I think Company Cam might be up there.
Jake went there.
But
went to Vega.
It's not what it used to be.
1996, Rick Heyman sold Coolio a diamond ring. Now, that's when Coolio was probably basically in his prime.
Wads of cash.
I don't want to forget.
Did he pay cash, Heyman? I bet he did.
I probably did.
Probably paid cash.
The late Coolio, by the way.
Yeah. I don't want to forget YouTube real quick before it builds thrills. Robert, 8.5 on YouTube. Casey says 8.8. BWD, 6.7. Jacob, 8.8. Chris P, a 3. And Genghis says, no score. Never heard that song before.
Never heard that.
Do you remember the video, Jake? Do you remember the video?
He's coming out of the clown car?
No, yeah. It's cool. He has a car on the beach, Bill, and they're having a party. It's a, you know, it's a party. And people just keep getting out of the trunk. Like there's 50 people get out of the trunk.
It's awesome.
It's really hot.
It's a great video.
Yeah.
All right. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, is it Football Facts Monday today?
We're sticking with football.
Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrills.
We're sticking with football. The strain to maintain. Football staff continuity.
Ooh.
It's always been hard. It's harder now. And I believe it's just because of times. Give you a small test study just to go back. Just this will tie into it. You could do hundreds of these. This is for Nebraska fans. So Nebraska wins 3 out of 4, potentially 4 out of 5 if they make a field goal. And if they don't get beat by Texas, for four of the years, they were in the national championship game in a row. Mm-hmm. I mean, not in a row, but 4 out of 5. Easily could have been potentially 5 of 5 if they don't get upset by Texas in the Big 12 championship game.
In 96.
So they easily could have been in the, they were good enough to be in the equation of that.
Oh, yeah. They were.
Let's just go through the coaching. Charlie McBride, there for all of them. George Darlington, there for all of them. National championships. Tony Samuel, there for all of them. For two. Missed one. That's Kevin Steele was there. He was only there for one of them. Offensively, Milt Tenneper, Dan Young, Turner Gill, Ron Brown, Frank Solis there for all of them. Staff continuity. Staff through all. So when all of a sudden you have a chance to repeat or come back, everyone has the plan. Here's how we do it here. Here's the exact plan. And it comes up just as you study the strength and structure. Ohio State, OC, Chip Kelly, gone. Jim Knowles, gone.
Coordinators
both gone. And then the most valuable probably of all your position coaches, the offensive line coach, Fry, gone.
Fry's gone?
He went to the Cardinals. He went to the Cardinals of Arizona.
Not of Louisville.
No. Gone. Imagine losing both. Imagine because now Tom called the plays at Nebraska. But if
losing.
With that, your OC, Chip Kelly.
Okay, yeah.
Your DC, and then your offensive line coach.
So imagine losing Milt and Charlie.
Yes, yes.
Would be a little different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, be a little different.
It would have freaked everybody out. Yeah.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Milt, wait a minute. Milt's left and Charlie?
Charlie's left. Yeah, and then also to drop another one off of there. So it's like,
well, Tom called the plays.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he's after, like say Frank left.
Yeah, say if Frank left. Yeah. Imagine those.
No, it's kind of
concerning.
Imagine.
Yeah. And so the reason you bring it up is those things happen. Well, my hypothesis is in some of them, on two of those going to the NFL, it's just the strain is so high in college football now because you get any. I mean, literally, you probably get.
Say.
So whatever it is, what is there? Am I correct? 52 weekends.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, 52 weeks.
I believe the college, and you get six of them off. That's it. You get 6 weekends off. In those weekends, you're still texting. You're still recruiting. You're not off.
You're not really off.
You're never away from your phone. NFL, you're away from your phone. Don't guard your desk. They used to say that to their coaches. Don't guard your desk.
Oh.
When it's here, it's on. It's not. Because you have nothing to do with acquiring players. You have input. You'll do a study on it. You'll write up some things. But that's not your job.
Minimum of 6 weeks of vacation.
Yes. Minimum six. All off. Probably
well, you're
more.
You're off.
Probably
minimum,
more.
Minimum.
Minimum is six. Six completely off. And you're probably going to get more in the 7 to 7.5.
And they don't care what you do.
No. When you leave, there is no, you're not texting all of a sudden, hey, did you check in with Andy Reid today?
Nope.
No, I'm not doing that. I do my job, and this is what I'm off. And then everyone's gone.
Here's the thing. Now, the other part of this discussion, if you don't mind me adding, the NFL is paying assistants at a large level now. It's happened, I think, kind of quietly, but Chip Kelly is going to make how much a year?
If that number is real, they're saying $6 million a year.
$6 million per year.
That's more than he made at UCLA as the head coach. With and you're talking $500 to $600.
On3 is reporting that.
With the Raiders.
Yeah. $6 million a year, Jake.
He also
has. What's Pete Carroll getting it?
Well, I don't know, but I talked to a passing game coordinator in the NFL who, I mean, I was talking to him like, would you ever come here and call plays? And he goes, well, how much would they pay? This is a passing game coordinator. Mm-hmm. I said, probably 1.2, 1.3. Mm-hmm. He goes, I need more than that. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I'll make more than that. He's a passing game coordinator in the NFL making 1.5.
Well, you got to remember, there's just 32 teams.
That's just 32.
And so there's just 32 teams. So it's a high level to be
at. Do they have
a
TV deal of any sort?
It's a, what's that?
Does the NFL have any kind of
TV
deal?
Solid. Pretty solid.
They're doing all right. They're doing okay.
But I would also imagine that Pete Carroll was not expensive. I don't know if he still has mitigation. Did I use that word right? I think I did. From the Seahawks.
Good job.
I don't know how much they had to pay. What is laid out in his contract.
I don't know either.
And I'd also bet that he came at a lower price.
You think?
I mean, he's 73.
Yeah.
He didn't hold any leverage.
No.
As far
really.
As like, it's like, hey, I've got four offers. I'm going to think about this one, think about this one, think about this one. But I thought what was surprising about Chip Kelly was when he was talked about going to the Texans, what do the Texans have? What position stands out?
Well, they
out?
Have the quarterback.
Have a quarterback.
C.J. Stroud, Jake.
And he's played
it.
Very
Stay
well.
With us.
To the
I'm trying
playoffs.
To figure out Pete Carroll's contract.
Okay. And then also think about this one. Who does Las Vegas have for their quarterback?
The Las Vegas Raiders have a quarterback named Jake.
They have nobody right now.
No one really at that. They have the player from
Aiden O'Connell.
O'Connell from Purdue.
Yes.
Aiden but, O'Connell. I mean, but you wouldn't look at it. So Chip Kelly had to be thinking, I want the Texans. They have a quarterback.
So now what happened, you think, there?
I don't know. Probably didn't get offered to him. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Or because Pete, Chip Kelly's got money like you can't imagine. He coached for 1 year with the 49ers.
Too.
Yeah, 1 year with the 49ers. So he's got generational money already. So you'd think you'd want to go to the best place
so
to try to win.
So what you're saying is you don't want to mess with college.
I don't. That's just my hypothesis.
Hypothesis.
Is it just, yeah.
It's your hypothesis.
A lot
it's
of
the
people
first
don't.
Thing I thought when I saw it.
It's like, I don't want to deal with it. Because the schedule, here's the deal. When it's June and you have camps in football school the whole month of June, you're there. And then when they have people say, well, they really don't recruit anymore. They don't go on the road. Well, when they have visits come in, official, they're meeting with the OC.
I know.
So he's part of every – it's insanity.
Jake, what we're saying over here, and I
can't
thought –
find the money for Pete
don't
Carroll.
Don't worry
sorry.
About it. It's the first thing I thought. when I saw the Chip Kelly thing is that he's just getting, he just wants to get out of college. It's unwieldy.
Well, it's also, isn't it interesting that the offensive line coach left to go to the Cardinals?
This is leaving the national championship team. The national championship, by the championship team has lost their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and offensive line coach. They couldn't even keep them there?
I think the NFL took two, and then obviously whatever the disconnect was,
some kind of disconnect
with Knowles and something that wasn't quite right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was kind of like, hey, we're going to make you this offer. And it's like, you know.
I wonder what Ohio State, I'd like to know? What the talk shows in Columbus are like with all of this.
It has to be fun to listen to. I'd like to know what.
What do you think the take
is? We're still the champs. We're still good. So
are they like, talent still. Are like, what? Wait a second, what's going on? Yeah. That's what I would be like.
And they probably understand the Chip Kelly one. The Jim Knowles one has to be shocking still to them. But
what about
Chip
Fry?
Chip Kelly came from the NFL before. It makes sense to go back there.
What about the old line coach leaving?
Which stands out, and what a job he did, because they lost, I believe, two starters.
Yeah.
They mixed and matched all year. Bill.
No, their center won the Remington, correct?
Yes, he did.
With an Achilles.
McLaughlin's his
with
name.
With an Achilles.
Yeah.
They lost the Remington Award winner and didn't faze him. Didn't faze him. They lost him before the playoffs started.
Great in the playoff. The line was great in the playoff.
It was.
And Chip Kelly was parlayed. Yeah. Exquisite play calling in the playoffs into a $6 million gig.
He's doing well.
Three years.
Good for Chip.
It is. But I almost look at it like this. Now, I'm going to go a little too far. I almost look at it like if you're coaching in college right now, it's just because you can't get an NFL job. I mean, why would you want to be in college?
The biggest issue is the time, and then you connect that with the NIL portal. I mean, you have both those going on. I mean, you are on call. Just think about this.
I know this.
You work every single day.
Your friend is Vince Ginta. Yeah. How much do you think he's been working since the bowl game?
Bowl game probably every day is an 18-hour day.
Jeez.
No, that's what you're talking about.
18 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
18 hours a day because he's in charge of everything.
And you know what, Jake? Yeah. In June, they're no break. June's see those guys get off the plane in Texas at these camps, and they look like they haven't slept in 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, I look at them and think, I wouldn't want any part of that job. I don't care if I'm making $500,000. I don't want the job. I'd need $1 million to coach in
You're never
college.
Off. There's never a day of vacation that you don't work. You work 365 days a
Go
year.
Go to the NFL.
And then sometimes it's so but just you look back at just their case study, Nebraska held everyone together. For those 5 years where it missed the field goal, won two, beaten the Big 12 championship game, won it again. Those 5 years, the offensive staff didn't change. The offensive staff didn't change.
Nope, not at all.
And the standard of George Darlington and Charlie McBride stayed together. Mm-hmm. And with a couple of, and Tony Samuel again was there for that entire run except for one. The first four, Tony Samuel was there for all those until the last one. That's when he took the New Mexico State.
96, Bill, when they lost. Yeah. This perspective is so bizarre. Everything's so relative. We went to the Orange Bowl. Nebraska played Orange Bowl. They played Virginia Tech.
Yep.
It was just like at the paper, you're almost like, are we going? It was an Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
They were playing Virginia Tech. And we were like, it's really not much of a – they're not playing for anything.
Yeah. I don't know. It probably was not well attended by Husker fans because of the run that they had been on.
It was such a letdown. It'd be so pathetic to say that, but it was.
Bill, the headline again, please.
I got it right here.
Please.
The strain to maintain football staff continuity.
It'll
change dramatically
all
the time.
Yeah.
Well, there's been quite a bit of change here.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of change from the first staff.
Yeah.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two next, we got some audio from Matt Rule from over the weekend, update on the spring game, and more next, an early break in the ticket.